Hi, folks. We are coming to you live from Badger Stadium in Lampasas, where tonight it's the Wimberley Texans on the road again to face the Lampasas Badgers. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along with us again tonight on the Sun Radio Sports Network, WimberleyRadio.org, and, of course, on KOWO 104.1 FM in downtown Wimberley, Texas. Ought to have a good one for you tonight between a pair of 1-1 football teams. The Texans fell to Giddings last week, while Lampasas, get this, lost to Robinson last week by the rather unlikely score of 70-68. It's not too often that you can put 68 points on the board and lose, but that's exactly what the Badgers did. Troy Rogers is the new head man for the Badgers this year, and clearly he's got a rather dangerous team and an up-tempo team, and I'm sure that Doug Warren will talk about that when we share the interview that Jared Robinson did with him earlier. Wimberley, per usual, has shown some explosiveness early in the season as well, so we might have a nice little shootout for you tonight on a pretty hot night here in Lampasas. A reminder, you can catch us on all kinds of platforms on the Sun Radio Sports Network, not only at WimberleyRadio.org and KOWO 104.1 FM, but also on the Sun Radio app. So check us out there if you'd like. And you can always catch us here at the stadium at 104.1 FM as well. Want to thank our sponsors before we get started too deeply tonight. Our game is being brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Also, scores and highlights will be coming your way tonight, courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Stay with us, friends. Our man Jared Robinson spoke to Wimberley coach Doug Warren, and we will have their conversation after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes and Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Back at Badger Stadium, Mike Blackwell here with you along with Jared Robinson. Jared spoke to Coach Doug Warren prior to the game here tonight, and we'd like to share that with you right now.
This is Jared Robinson with WimberleyRadio.org and KOWO 104.1. I'm sitting here with Coach Doug Warren. Coach, tough game last week in Giddings. Give us a couple positive things to come from it, and also kind of how you get your kids and group refocused, leave it there in Giddings, and refocus this week on Lampasas.
Well, I think if you're looking at positives coming out of that game, number one, you got to look at the defense. Man, those guys played extremely well all night long. Limited a very, very potent offense to, you know, about 170 yards, 180 yards, something like that. Anytime you can keep a team under 200 yards, man, your defense is doing something great. And so I was just really pleased with the way those kids played and the way they flew around to the football and got after it. The other thing is the fight in our kids, you know. We just, some bad things kept happening to us, and the kids just kept responding. They just kept fighting and hanging in there, and it didn't look good at times. And, man, they just, you know, kept playing hard. And eventually, you know, we tell them good things will happen to you, you know, it just didn't bounce our way the other night. But I think those are the two big positives that you come out of, you know, a tough loss like that the other night.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you and I talked about it earlier. Your defense was, in my opinion, was fantastic, making several huge stands. Even some of the balls that kind of put them into a short field, they really responded well there. So how do you get your team to refocus, and after a game like that with some turnovers, things like that, how do you get your kids, obviously these are 16, 17-year-old kids, to kind of leave that behind in the back of their mind and say, okay, we've got another tough matchup against a good Lampasas team?
Well, the thing that anytime you step out on the field, and you don't accomplish what you set out to accomplish, then, you know, the good thing about it is in 7 days you have another opportunity to get that done. And so, you know, we go over our film on Saturday and we say, hey, look at these things, these little bitty mistakes that we can clean up, little bitty things we need to do. But we got another opponent. We're not, you know, we don't dwell on what happened last week. We focus on what's the task at hand, which is Lampasas, and the opportunity to get back out on the field and prove ourselves again.
Yeah, and let's kind of move forward to Lampasas a little bit. A little bit longer drive up to Lampasas, but if y'all's trip was anything like mine, probably one that's going to be a little bit more welcome. All the weather and traffic and everything else that I hit headed towards getting was frustrating, to say the least. And I imagine on a bus it wasn't easier.
That is no doubt. You know, we missed the weather part of it. We got a little sprinkles, but the traffic we definitely caught, and it was not fun on the bus, I can tell you that. So
yeah, anytime you have to go through Bastrop, and for some reason that Buc-ee's right there draws what seems to be about 10,000 people.
It does. You know, anytime you go past a Buc-ee's, it just sucks you in there for whatever reason.
Absolutely. Well, give me an idea kind of what you're expecting out of a pretty high-scoring Lampasas team, kind of some things that you guys may have game-planned for them. Are they more of a passing team or a running team? And kind of some ideas and different things that you guys have really set in this week to maybe change from last week against the Giddings.
Right. Well, you know, one thing you did say, which is right, it's a very high-scoring offense. They're averaging about 50 points a game. And, man, last week they scored 68 or something like that, and it's tough to – it's tough to score 68 points against anybody. You know, I don't care who you are, and so we've got our hands full. You know, they're going to spread the field. They've got a great quarterback. He's a 3-year starter, and he can hurt you in so many different ways. You know, the thing that you can't do is let him. You know, first and foremost, in my opinion, you can't let him beat you with his feet. You know, you got to keep him bottled up. You can't get long runs on you. Those types of things. And then, you know, they have a couple other nice offensive players, too. He's really in sync with one receiver. I mean, they look like they're just out in the backyard playing catch is what he runs great routes out there. And, you know, ball seems to always be in the right spot for that young man. And then they've got a good running back that's not very big but very quick, you know. So I think those three guys are the focus of their offense. They're not very complicated as far as their scheme of things that they do. They're going to run just a couple of run plays, but they do run those things well. They are going to be up-tempo, you know, so they're going to try to play fast. That will present a challenge unto itself, even making sure we get lined up correctly. You know, we like to sub a bunch, and you know, that's going to cut back on some of that a little bit, just because if they're playing at such a high tempo and we can't get those guys in and out. So, you know, they provide some unique challenges that we haven't seen so far this year, but it'll be a good test for us.
Yeah, I saw the scores and different things too, and I saw the 68, and I leaving the Giddings game at 50-47. I started thinking, goodness gracious, holy moly, how did he score 68 in a ball game? But you know, scores don't lie there. So second half of last week game, you did have a lot of kids step up. Do you have any really maybe through practice this week that have really shown, hey, we're ready to lead this team. We're ready to step up. Maybe a couple players to watch as the game kicks off on Friday.
Well, I think you know, defensively, there's a couple that come to mind. You always look at Ben Garza at number 25. You know, he's one of our, you know, he's been a 3-year guy for us. Big heart and soul guy of the defense over there, and he's always in the mix, no doubt. Jake Cockerham is another one. He's not very big, but that guy is always around the football, and he's going to hit somebody when he gets there too. There's no doubt about that, even though he's not very big, you know. So look at those guys on the defensive side that have really provided a, you know, kind of that steady force for us. So some guys that have been through the fire the last couple of years. Offensively, I think you look at You know, Ian Burnett on the offensive line has kind of been that steady guy. Hey, let's, you know, we're okay. You know, let's just get back to what we do best and clean up our mistakes that we made, and we'll be fine. One guy that you can kind of, you know, maybe keep your eye out for this week is Matt Mitchell. He's been hurt and hasn't played our first two ball games, and he's got the go ahead. And so you'll see him in some limited action. He's not ready conditioning wise for a full game, but you know, we're going to try to get him 20 or so snaps out there. And so you know, that guy being on the field is going to help us a lot. He's a really, really good football player.
Yeah, Matt had a great year last year, and I know that he was anxious to get back on the field, but that injury has just kind of been nagging with him too. Any other injuries or any other, you know, it's the game of football. Bumps, bruises, you know, twisted knees, this, that, da-da-da, just little things are going to happen. I know last week you got Hunter back as well, which was a big help to you guys for the running game. Matt coming back this week. Any other injury updates that you guys kind of just have that are going to keep anybody out today, or maybe even kids that possibly are in the future maybe looking to come back from an injury?
No, we lost, you know, last week during the season, we lost Jared Pitcher, and he's going to be out for a long while. Probably the entire season, you know, unfortunate for him. But we didn't have him last game. And other than the bumps and typical bruises of a football game, football season, you know, we're very healthy. One young man that's been out for a while has been Noah Woods. You know, he had a little surgery this summer on some elbow stuff, and he is slowly working back in. And you're probably not going to see him in the game this week, but you know, he's getting closer to game action, and you know, he'll be a good addition to us when he's healthy.
Well, those young bodies heal a lot quicker than the old ones that we have, so it's
no doubt.
It's understandable. I know those kids want to get back on the field too, and you know, one, play the game, but two, obviously enjoy their high school and get out there and really sweat with their teammates and get wins and stuff for the team.
No
so
doubt.
Well, Coach, I appreciate it. I look forward to the game on Thursday. And you guys go out there, and I look forward to seeing what the defense can do against this. I really think that against the passing defense, I think your defensive backs can really have some huge success. So I look forward to the game, and thank you very much for sitting down with me.
Well, thanks for having me.